Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special meeting of the National Finance Committee of the Pacifica National Board. It is Friday, September 9th at 8:39 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm a KPFA listener rep and the chair of this committee. Our Paul Martin from WBAI is our secretary, and our Paul, if you would call the roll.
Okay, Ken Aaron. Jim Boyd?
Here.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Campbell Johnson?
Here.
Kim Kaufman? R. Paul Martin here. Tracy Rosenberg?
Here.
Alex Steinberg?
Here.
Barbara Lipperman?
Here.
LeVarne Williams? Bruce Wolf? Okay, we have seven. That's a quorum.
LeVarne Williams is here.
Arlene is here.
Now we have eight.
Thank you, guys. Bruce Wolf said that he would join us at about 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 East Coast time. And I presume that Ken and Kim will make it over at some point.
You said.
Okay, there's some background noise, so whoever is talking to other people on the phone, try not to do that. This is a special meeting, so there's only one item on the agenda, which is to complete the KPFA budget. What I think that I am going to do is, technically, we had looked at the revenue side of the budget, and I thought come to certain conclusions, made one change, and approved a figure. However, in the ensuing time, there's been several questions from members of the committee, which covered both expense items and revenue items. So we can do one of two things. We can move on to the expenses portion of the budget and deal with questions as they come, or we can stop right here, address the revenue questions that I received. There were questions from Bill, questions from Ken, and questions from Bruce. Reconfirm the number at which we want to finalize, and then move on to the expenses part of the budget. I believe that some of the questions are fairly similar in nature, and we can probably get through them fairly quickly, but I will take suggestions about which of those two modes of proceeding sounds better. Yes, who wanted to talk?
Barbara for the stack.
Was there someone else? Okay, Barbara.
Just Arlene said I have some questions, too, when we begin to deal with things.
On the revenue side?
On the revenue side and the expense side.
Okay. I'm kind of trying to get things into parts so that we get the revenue set and then we deal with the expenses in response to the revenue number that we're comfortable with. But, okay, I hear that you have questions on the revenue side. Barbara?
Okay, I'd like to refer to Bill's questions right now. And
Barbara, we're just talking about a procedure. We're not picking particular questions. Campbell?
Okay. Oh, we aren't talking about particular questions about the...
The question on the table is whether or not to stop and deal with revenue-focused questions now or move on to expenses and deal with questions as a whole once we've gone through the line items. So it sounds like people want to talk about questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what we're going to do is we're going to admit revenue side questions. I have them from Ken. I have them from Bruce, and I have them from Bill. So let's go through them in order, and then any other members of the committee that, you know, have questions they didn't put into writing can enter those as well. So we will start with Bruce's questions in absentia, since he's not here. Okay.
You want to wait till he gets here to do his?
No, he's not going to get here until 6:30. We can't. His questions are, let's see, expense. Actually, Bruce's questions are all about expenses, so that is fine. We don't need to deal with those quite yet. All right. That brings us to Bill's questions. Give me a second here. depreciation, PNB travel expenses, salaries, telephone and internet, printing mail renewals. Okay, it looks to me like question six is the one that, excuse me, could someone stop that noise, please? Thank you. It looks to me like question six addresses revenue. Bill, do you want to ask your own question, or should I just read it out loud?
You can read it.
Okay. Bill says, I agree with comments made in the NFC meeting on Tuesday that we should not expect any grant income until at least 6 months after a development director is on board, whether as a regular or contract employee. Often it takes a year before grant income appears. With the current economic situation, many foundations are not funding any new nonprofits until their investment portfolio recovers. I think we should be doing more to get grants, but I don't think it's realistic to expect income to start coming in shortly after a development person starts. So in short, Bill is questioning the inclusion of $50,000 in grant income in revenue. Does anybody want to address that?
This is Campbell.
Okay.
Yes. From what I see, it's like 13,000 per quarter. And it would occur to me that, the 50, it may not have been most fortuitous to identify them, the grants received per quarter. I don't know if the history supports that, but, I would think that after the 6 months, sort of going along with what Bill's saying, that you would be able to get a significant grant, that would, for the year, let you end up with about
$50,000. Thank you. Anyone else?
Alex, just the timing is a question on my, part.
Alex on the stack.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack. Anybody else? Alex, you're up.
Okay. Bill's point is well taken. It's probably the first 6 months or so are not going to produce much. But on the other hand, the total for the year, $50,000, sounds very, very modest to me.
Yeah.
Any development director worth their salt should be able to easily do that and more. So taking that into account, I don't think it's unreasonable for the year.
Okay. This is Tracy. I'll put myself on the stack. I made the, for what it's worth, Bill, I made the exact same point at the LSB meeting when this first came up. My sense of it is that KPFA has tremendous upside on grants because basically the scenario has been that it doesn't apply. And simply having managerial staff in place and occasionally submitting one, even without K development director, might get us fairly close to that figure.
You don't have to go if you don't want to.
Excuse me. If you take a look at the sort of someone's checking out of something. Please turn. Please mute your phone.
Yes, advise us to mute.
Folks, please mute your phones. Thank you.
Oh, there's great.
Hello. Hello.
Melon. Nice tasting melon.
Hello.
Who? Kim.
Yes.
Please mute your phone. Welcome. Please mute your phone.
Why?
Because there is tremendous noise that has arrived with you.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, I think it was before Kim. It was before Kim.
Okay.
Doesn't sound noisy to me. So
yeah.
Okay. Maybe it was with Ken.
All right. Now it's okay. Continuing on.
Okay, and
again, when we look at the entire KPFA revenue figure, I just want people to understand we are now at $3.61 million, I believe, and KPFA is at well over $3.55 million at the end of August. In other words, our total revenue figures are applicable to the actuals in 2011. We are not there's some moving in throughout the categories, but the overall number is exactly what we have done this year. It's not jumping higher. Okay, Arlene, you're next on the stack.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't seen that August figure yet, but the estimate that I had that Marie gave us anyway was $3.4 million for the year. That was taking us through September. And so on that basis, it would be taking us up by just about $250,000 for next year overall, about every category.
Your July numbers were $3.3 million, and then you had a $256,000 fund drive in August. How can that possibly be $3.4 million?
Okay. Maybe she was only giving me figures for the 10 months. Okay, that makes a big difference.
This is Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously not totally up to speed, but this is something that KPFK is doing also. So the numbers come out like, wow, it's kind of the same. But the fact is, you know, we have, what, 20, is that what we figured, 20% less CPB. So then they said, well, we're going to get more over here and more over there and more over there. And that's, you know, I mean, we can debate whether these numbers should come out the same or not.
Lauren, what is the listener support number for KPFA as of the end of July?
Okay. I'm looking at the number here. And let me get back to you. I'm looking at a couple of numbers here. Let me get back with you on that. Let me just pull it up.
All right. I will try to pull out the financial statement as well.
I just pull it up, too. I'm looking at lots of numbers.
Have we changed subjects? I thought we were talking about Bill's question number six.
We are, Barbara.
This is Kim. Just according to my, you know, if you're getting 80% fulfillment, the most you're going to get, and you won't even get this all by the end of September, is 204. And you'd probably get 10% less of that by
Kim,
the end of September.
Kim, we have 88% fulfillment.
Really?
Number one.
Wow.
So great. I'm told. All right. Let's take a look at the last financial statement that was issued. Hold on.
So you can figure 80% for the end of through September, and that would probably be good.
Oops.
My year-to-date for KPFA for total revenue is 209. I'm sorry.
It's what?
I'm sorry. Oh, just a minute. For July year-to-date 2011, the number is 2955 for total revenue.
What? That's not the number that was on the financial statement that was issued.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at sheets here. I have lots of them here. KPFA. Wait a minute. This could be this is a preliminary one. Okay, let me find my one that was released, my release document. What do you have there? Because, like I said, this could be the preliminary one. What do you have, Tracy?
I'm looking right now. Hold on. It should be open in a second. Where is it? Sorry, my computer is being slow. Just give it a couple minutes.
I'm very understanding if Ken told you my modem died last night, which is why I was late. I was on the phone
okay.
with AT&T for an hour, getting it back up.
Okay, it's coming. So July 31st, October 1, 2010, to July 31st, 2011. Let's see. Listener support was at 2.355, and we are predicting that it will hit 2.6 with the website income and the regular income, which is included in that number. And we had a fund drive of over $250,000, so we will hit that number. And overall revenue, 2.955. That's correct. So we have a fund drive that will take us to 3.2 to 3.3, and we're predicting 3.6 overall.
Wait,
so that's correct. That's correct.
Tracy?
Uh-huh. Yes.
The figure that I've got based on Maria's with a correction on the CPB figures for this year with the projected to the end of the year would be $3.4
million. Okay. Then that makes a stronger case for further reductions in the revenue numbers.
Which, you know, the way I – and when I retotaled everything on the for next year with there were slight changes in the CPB, although they were almost the same total. It was just a mix-up in the two categories.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It comes out to 3.642. So we're talking just about $250,000 additional revenue anticipated for next year over this year.
Mm-hmm.
Bill.
Yep, Bill.
Yeah, my point was that, you know, I realize they're trying to get a development person on board really quick, I guess through a contract or whatever. I forget who mentioned it last Tuesday, and that's great, and that probably will increase donations and some of these other short-term things, but I'm still wondering if, even if you put in the best grant proposals in the world, if you're actually going to get any income from it until maybe the end of the year. So, I mean, if you think you can get $50,000 at the end of the year, that's fine. I don't care what month it comes in on, but I just want to make sure that's realistic.
Lavarne on the stack.
Yes, Lavarne.
I think when we saw that initially, I said, you know, and I agree with the other people who had said that it's awfully hard to ramp up when you have a development director and expect that production the first year. But also I would like to consider what Tracy had said, that it's true that there's lots of grants money that's out here that's waiting to be tapped at KPFA. I truly believe that. In fact, I've been told this personally. So if a person comes in, you know, I wouldn't say that they would produce in the first or second quarter, but definitely not in the first quarter or the second. Maybe in the third or fourth quarter, there should definitely be some funding for grants.
Okay.
Well, between the three categories, I see basically $100,000 anticipated, and I see under grants restricted $40,000 in this year's anticipated revenue. So we're talking about an increase of
$60,000. Mhm. Mhm. Well, if people think that that is not sufficiently conservative, and you're starting to convince me, then we have to take a look at some further reductions in our revenue categories. I'm hearing with the $51,000 in grants, and I do want to say, although I don't know what this really means at this point, is once again, we got a letter from the Mateel Foundation that potentially a certain amount of money would be forthcoming. I think it was $25,000, but again, that same letter did not materialize this year, so I would make the case that I'm not entirely sure we can totally bank on it. I mean, hopefully. So we've got that number in our revenue, and we've also got, I guess, what have we got here? So restricted, we've also got $51,000 in additional grant income. So I'm hearing from people that they think maybe that's overly speculative. That would take us down to about 3.55. Are there other changes that people are recommending on the revenue lines until we're content?
Bill
on the stack.
Arlene on the stack.
I heard Ken, Bill, and Arlene. Ken?
Yeah, again, I heard Arlene refer to it. Last time I looked at the distributed budget for KPFA, it was still counting 20% increase in CPB grants when we voted in the previous meeting to go opposite 20%.
No, it's not showing that. The total in CPB grants was $204,000. The number that was showing was $277,000. It's been reduced
substantially.
It's been lower
than 204. Which is
204 total between the two accounts, which is 20% less than the 255 received this year.
Okay.
Okay, promise. So that's done.
All right. I'll believe you. I'm going to 204 total.
Yeah, 137 plus 67.
But I see that in the report I had, the estimated for 2011 was about 178. Is that
true? This year, the booked CPB, as we discussed the last meeting, was 255. I don't know how you get to 178.
That's what was estimated, reported. Okay.
It was about 255.
Okay, all right.
I think the figures as they're shown are a little off between the two areas, but the total is just about right on.
Okay, so then it is a 20% decrease at this point.
And it is a 20% decrease.
From actual. Okay. So, yeah. Eileen,
from this year.
Well, still in the queue, though. What is there justification for the increase of 86,000? Like that's a $26,000 increase in non-fund drive web income. So it was 57.
Non-fund drive web income. Yeah, what I would say about that is I don't think it's actually that big an increase. I think you're comparing the 10-month number to a 12-month number.
No.
In other words, the $60,000, $57,000 is only through the first 10 months of 2011, right?
$57,000 is the estimated for the year.
Really?
Yep.
Even though you audited 90,000 in both 2009 and 2010?
Well, there appears to be some questions about exactly where website income goes one year to the next. Sometimes, you know, the part that comes in during the fund drive. But at least with the figures that I've got, it would take it from 57 to 86.
There you go.
Barbara for the stack.
Okay, well, I guess that's impossible to tell because we weren't breaking out during pledge drive web income.
I'm sorry, while I was still on the stack. No, we broke out 308,000 from listener support coming in through the web, but this is non-fund drive income going up from 56 to 86.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to compare because we didn't have the other website income broken out. Okay, Ken, are you done?
Now.
Okay. All right, Eileen, you're next on the stack.
Okay. First of all, when you take listener support, including the web income, this year's is about 2.5. We're estimating between the two, 2.7 for next year. So that's an increase of almost 200,000 there. Corporate match, it's a small amount, but it's taking it from 10,000 to 12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Major donors is offsetting that by going down by 2,000, so those two become a wash. But then at donations of less than 1,000 per year, we're going from 103 to 156. That's a that's a big increase.
Right.
Car donations we're showing going from 19 to 32.
Mm-hmm.
Community events are pretty close. Craft fair down slightly. We've already dealt with CPB and grant income. Other income we're showing going from 36 to 55.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the pieces that, you know, almost across the board we're showing increases in most categories. That concerns me.
Okay. Can I ask a point of information before we roll the stack to the next person? Lavarne, do the listener support numbers still project a two-day November fund drive and a one-day April fund drive in addition to the four regularly scheduled events?
Okay, the assumptions haven't changed on those. So what we're in the initial budget is still in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill, I think, was next on the stack? And then Barbara.
Yeah, and this had more to do with the grants, but I guess make it apply to some other thing. I guess my philosophy is that we shouldn't plan on spending everything we get if it includes things that we're not sure about. And I'd feel much better about being more conservative in the revenue estimates and then hopefully be pleasantly surprised when we beat those estimates and then let that go to the reserve. We really need to rebuild our reserves, you know, our contingencies for catastrophes or whatever else, and then next year we'd be in much better shape. So I just think we should be really sure about the income before we start putting it in the budget.
Okay. I'm going to encourage people to start thinking about specific motions that they want to put forward. And Barbara, you're next on the stack.
I pass.
Okay,
Kim to the stack.
Okay, anybody else?
And Ken, I forgot to ask one question.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Kim?
Well, I'm going to make my pitch again. I hear a lot of ways that people think they can make money, none of which has to do really with increasing our listeners. You know, corporate grants or this grant or that stuff, but I don't hear a plan for increasing listener support, which is our core business, and I think we're all just kind of forgetting that. Just my pitch.
Got it. Okay, Ken.
Off mute. In line with that, if there's going to be a $250,000 increase in listener support, can we have any kind of trackable numbers on the memberships or listeners or arbitrons? Is KPFK getting increased listenership, and therefore they can anticipate increased revenue? Or is this just going to be, how else could you figure that there'd be an increase in listener support if we don't have an increase in listeners?
Right. Ken said it better than me. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm asking if the CFO or the ED or any or the GM or the treasurer has any data on listenership at KPFA. I will tell you that all the data we have at KPFK, it's the same or lower, going down. So I don't know what it is at KPFA. But
okay.
I maybe I heard incorrectly the last fund drive was short. So I'd like to get that data. It's omitted information.
This is Kim, one more point. One more
bill.
Okay, and I'm putting myself on the stack. Kim, you're up.
I just want to point out that the reason our CPB money is lowered is because our listener is lowered, and their opinion of us is that our listenership is lowered, and therefore our revenues is lowered. I mean, this isn't just like la-di-da. That's why. So, yeah, I'm all about, like, if we want to increase, if you think it's going to increase, what are you going to do to increase it?
Okay, next person on the stack was Bill.
Yeah, just real briefly, I know the development committee or task force is also interested in increasing listenership, membership, you know, all kinds of ways of getting more money coming in, and also just serving, you know, our mission. You know, our mission's useless if not very many people are listening to us. So I'm hoping one of those grant proposals that the new person writes, or maybe several grant proposals, will be for marketing, publicity, that kind of thing. And that could help increase, get more listeners, and also bring in more income.
Barbara, for
the long run.
Okay, Barbara?
Well, I have to speak for an opinion that I know is prevalent in this area, and that is that we are losing listeners because of the programming changes that are being made. And I think there are many listeners who would come back and support us again if some of those things were reversed.
This is Tracy. Couple of things. First of all, just in terms of the data that we do have, as of the end of July 2010, KPFA's listener support numbers, in other words, account 5,000, was $82,000 higher than it had been in the same 10 months of the previous year, 2010. That's not a humongous increase. It's a 3.5% increase, but it was, in fact, the part of our income that was surpassing projections. What was not surpassing projections was our projected grant income of $60,000, only $1,000 of which had materialized. So I think that's an important point to recognize. Our data is that listener support and donations were modestly increasing. Donations were also up 5% over the same 10-month period last
Barbara
year.
Barbara for the stack.
Excuse me. So we are certainly holding fast on our numbers. We had in 2010 a budget which proposed, you know, much gaudier numbers, so we came, you know, way short. In 2011, we're pretty much on target with what we had projected, except, again, for the single solitary category of grant income. In terms of where we're going here, what I think, to me, what's most
questionable in the revenue numbers that we're looking at is not some of the things that people have been highlighting, but the intent to raise money for 2 days in November and 1 day in April, since I don't think, A, that it's a good idea, and B, I don't think on a practical level it is probably the way that we will proceed. And therefore, by leaving that in the budget, I think we're putting a great deal of pressure on the fund drives around those periods of time to accommodate that expected amount of income. Because what will likely happen is that the goals will have to go up higher because we don't actually have these 2-in-1-day fund drives. And we will then come up short. So I'm not going to go as far as a motion quite yet, but if we did look at a revenue reduction in this budget, my personal recommendation would be to eliminate the $67,000 we're anticipating raising in a 2-day fundraiser in November that we're not going to have, and also the $35,000 that we're anticipating raising in an April 1-day fundraiser that I believe we also aren't going to have, because my feeling about it is scheduling fund drives for all of October, basically, 2 days in November, a week in December, and then starting again January 31st is probably going to wear out listeners and is probably not the most terrific fundraising plan which we could embark upon. If we did that, then I think we would be looking at approximately $100,000 less divided between account 5,000, well, in account 5,000. And I'm coming pretty close to recommending that as a motion because I don't think we're going to have those planned fund drives. So leaving them in the budget is really a setup for failure. Okay, Barbara, you wanted to go?
Well, I just wanted to comment a little more about you were speculating that the 3.5 increase in listener support category was because there were program changes. But I think if you...
No, I wasn't. You were countering what I said, Tracy.
You were countering what I said. And I'd like to add a comment about that, which is if one pays attention to all the messages that are coming from longtime supporters who are many of them still giving money, but in fact objecting strenuously, one can only think how long can they keep giving money and objecting both.
Kim to the stack.
Ken to the stack.
Again, you can only look at the data that you have, which is that listener revenue is all.
Well, you need to pay attention to the messages from listeners.
I get all kinds of messages from listeners. They don't all say the same thing, Barbara. Okay. I heard Laverne was a point of information. I hear someone, I think Ken to the stack. Who else?
Kim and then Ken.
And Kim.
Okay. So we're going to start with Kim, then move on to Ken and to Campbell.
Well, I think Laverne was
my point of information.
Okay. Sorry. Laverne first. Laverne, go ahead.
Okay. This is strenuous enough then to get into these arguments about what long-term listeners are doing. We need to just stick to the facts about the revenue, facts about the support, and the reasons why it's going up or going down, and why it's going in a different direction than the other stations. You know, we can discuss that on another call, but please, let's keep it off the finance call. It's Friday night, and I'm actually at work. So let's try to keep this as brief as possible.
Yeah, we're not doing the best job on that, but I'm with you. Kim, you're next.
Well, I guess I was going to reiterate that was just, I don't think that message to the public is accurate of the people. Barbara, I'm sorry. I just consider that basically propaganda stuff out there. So I can't take that seriously as a sample of listeners out there. It's kind of, as LeBaron said, let's stick with the numbers.
Okay, Ken, you're next. Ken?
I'm not mute. Yes, okay, I'm not mute. Yeah, I want to repeat my question. If anybody has actual data on Arbitrons or membership rather than indications or secondary information about amount of money raised. I'm just
Ken,
talking about numbers
yeah,
of listeners. And mm-hmm. Pardon me, the other question I forgot to ask because I couldn't find any data, so I forgot about it in the spreadsheets. how many days of fund drives and how is that trending? Is KPFA increasing the number of fund drive days or decreasing it? How many is it?
Yes.
We're
KPFA.
95, we're 93 last year. We're going for 85
yes.
this year.
Okay, Ken, I will answer those questions before we go with the data that I do have, which is the number of members of the organization, KPFA, is pretty standard at about 22,000 and has not substantially gone up or down. Listener revenue in account 5,000 was trending $82,000 higher, which is 3.5%, than it had been in the 10 months, in the same 10 months in 2010. That's the data that we have. In terms of Arbitrons, I don't know. There was a slight decrease in the RROC online numbers, but that's only for a given week in December. So it doesn't really give you the kind of data from which you can draw conclusions. The number of fund drive days we are projecting is 67. I don't think that number in and of itself is problematic. I do think scheduling fund drives in November and April is problematic. If people don't want to adjust the revenue downwards, we could look at simply pushing those back and forth into other fund drives. The fund drives that we have scheduled, I believe, are 22 days, 18 days, and 19 days.
Wow.
And then I think 7 days in December. Again, it's 67 days. If we were to polish it down, it would be 64 days projected. We do not have numbers like 87 or 95.
Oh, wow.
At KPFA.
You're very lucky.
Okay. So let's get back to motions, folks. We need to do something with these revenue numbers.
May I have an opportunity?
You may. And let's, again, try to focus ourselves on what we're going to do. Campbell, you're next.
Thank you. I tend to believe that people closer to the ground, closer to the station and all, have maybe a better perspective on what's going on there. I'm not a fan of extending drive days because that tends to be counterproductive, as I think we found out in the past. And so I would think that with the days that are identified, if that's what works with KPFA, then that's, you know, that's great. And if they need to add more per the suggestions that we have, maybe that could be added on the out days toward the end of the year. And if they're, you know, not making the projected amounts, then they could be, you know, used. If they are making the projections, then they could be held in abeyance. Thank you.
Okay, so procedurally, right now the revenue number is $3.615 million. Is there a motion from anyone on the committee to alter that, or are we ready to move on to expenses?
It's not a big difference, but I've got 3.642. Maybe I'm off somewhere.
You are on the document that I was sent by Lavarne just a couple minutes ago. These documents need to be consistent.
Oh, wait. I see the six. Okay, I take that back.
Okay. So we are at 3.615.050. Are we going to live with that number, or is someone going to make a motion for a further reduction? And I will give people a couple minutes to think about it.
While you do that, I just want to, Bruce, I just want to let you know that I'm on the call now.
Hi, Bruce.
Yeah.
This is Ken coming back. Did anybody make a motion yet?
No one has
okay,
made a motion. I'm giving.
I would.
Yeah.
This is Ken. I'll make a motion that the total revenue be lowered to $3.5 million by cutting down the anticipated grants and major donors. And slicing down a little bit of the listener support. It's only $150,000 difference, but I think it would be at least.
It's a little bit less than that, but yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's it's $115,000. If the
point of information.
Just a second. Just let me do some math in my head here. So it's $115,000.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If we felt that the $51,000 in grants was too speculative, then we would have 49 plus 15, 59. We'd have $64,000 additional to cut. If we went into the donations for less than $1,000 per year, that could come down from $156,000 to $101,000. And that would meet the number that you're looking for, Ken, or mm-hmm. something like that.
Okay.
So is that
motion.
The motion that you want to propose?
That the motion is that the revenues be adjusted to add up to $3,500,000 for 2012.
Okay, I do think that the motion needs to state what categories you're making those changes to. So if you want it to be donations 1K
yeah.
and grant income,
well, no, I
say
was
that
saying,
now.
I was saying, no, I was saying the major donors, not the 1K.
The major donors are already under last year's level. I mean, the entity.
Okay. That's
this year.
I stand corrected. Let me pull it back up here.
And the other option, as I said, is you could take a look at the two-day November fund drive or the one-day April fund drive and decide that those are not, that those don't
work.
I would also question the car donations going up $13,000.
I agree.
My understanding was that had to do with switching car donation companies, but whatever.
Theoretical. So it's a haircut, and I mean, I'm not. I would think that the business manager or the treasurer, somebody up there, would have a better judgment as to where to do the clipping.
I think that we have to understand that at this point in time, it's the NFC's responsibility to do that.
Okay.
We need a finished document that we can recommend to the NFC. Why don't you think about it a bit, and we can get some feedback from other members of the committee, but we'll need a motion from you that clips particular categories. And I actually have a suggestion there, but...
If I could work with you on that just briefly, I think
we
shouldn't include an increase in non-fund drive website increase in income. I don't see that. And donations, that's right, donations under 1,000 was increased 50%. That
and we could take the balance out of
manager.
There. So
just
a second. Ken is still.
Yeah, and that's.
So if I understand the motion correctly, we'd remove 5,800. We'd remove 51,000 from grant income account 5,800 because we think that's speculative. We would lower web non-fund drive website income down to this year's actuals, which are projected at about $60,000. So we would lose about $25,000 out of that category. And then we would need an additional 51 plus 25 is 61, 71, 76. We're trying to get to 115. Then we would reduce an additional $40,000 from the donation 1K per and bring that down from about 156 to about 125.
Uh-huh. And that does it?
That would get us to about 3.5.
Kim to the stack.
Okay, that's my motion.
Campbell to the stack.
Thank you, Tracy.
Okay, sounds good. We have Barbara was next on the stack, then we have Campbell, then we have Kim.
Well, yes, you've gone by my point of information. I just wanted to know what categories.
Yeah, well, that was important. Do you have anything else, or should I move the stack?
Point of
Please,
order.
Move the stack.
Point of order.
Yes, sir, Paul.
Could we really nail it? Let me read what I have. Okay, so we're arguing about the same thing. That the total KPFA FY12 revenue be lowered to $3.5 million by cutting down $51,000 from grant income. Do we have to put in $5,800? Because that's putting in we can do that.
I would say account 5,800, grant income.
Okay, account 5,800. Lower non-fundraising by, what is it?
Non-fund drive web.
Non-fund drive web, which is account 5011, I'm going to say by $25,000, which is about the amount that it was raised.
5011, right?
Yep.
By about $25,000.
Reduce
an additional $40,000 from the less than 1,000
donors
category, which is 5001.
Category. Five which?
5001.
Five, right. Which brings that from 156 to 125, is that?
Well, if you take 40,000 out, it takes it actually to 116.
Okay, so.
And I'm going to do some quick math and just tell you what the finished number is, but that would be reducing $115,000, give or take. I had Campbell, and then I had Kim on the stack, and we will reiterate the motion before we vote on it.
Oh, yeah.
Campbell, you're next.
To proceed? Thank you.
Yep.
Madam Chair, I've, you know, frequently the NSC has functioned in this kind of fashion. I have not seen the justification that the, you know, preparers may have used in terms of making their projections. All I know is that they're going to be having a development person on board, and here the assumption is going to be by the NFC that this development person isn't going to bring in a dime. And, you know, I don't think that's right. And I think that the way in which we're approaching this without looking at any justification that may have been provided or could be provided by the preparers of this, it's just arbitrary and capricious. And, you know, particularly since most of the folks who are raising particular issues are not involved in the local development process of the budget. So that's a concern. I think that it's completely unfair, and it doesn't seem reasonable to me.
Kim, you're next.
Kim on the stack.
Campbell, we have discussed this, and my understanding is the development director is not going to be hired until later in the year. So that's part of the reason it seems unlikely that, you know, you don't just sit down at your desk and start getting grant money or anything else. So that it was not based on just like, you know, capriciousness. And I just want to reiterate again that, you know, adding extra fund drive days to you know, get more revenue is not the model of building our listenership that I think we should focus, you know, on. Oh, well, we want more money, so we'll just, you know, increase the fund drive
day. Yeah.
Jim was next on the stack. Jim?
It was my understanding from last meeting that there's a development fundraising consultant that's working right now for the station. I don't know how long that person's going to be working, if it's through until the development coordinator is hired. But right now, if there's no goal for a development office, why should they do anything? It seems like something should be in there that they should have to work for. And I can't see if there's anyone sitting in a desk for a period of time, if it's 6 months or whatever, with an initial backup of, from what was expressed last meeting, very competent consultant. I don't see how it could be expected that, and the same thing that Campbell was saying, how there will be nothing raised at the end of the year. And I would rather see something in there that at least is a goal.
Let me just address the consultant issues, and then we'll continue discussion on the motion and come to some conclusion or another.
Well, point of information, Tracy.
Kim, let me finish.
Answer,
Kim.
So that you can answer
Kim.
This?
Yes.
What is the figure remaining in the development budget? So it's not zero, right? I mean, there is some a figure still left in there.
Zero.
It is not zero, but it does not project any grant income beyond the $25,000 that has been promised by a particular entity. It does project $230,000 in donations.
Right. Okay.
But again, that's fairly, KPFA has done that without any development, without any dedicated development staff in the past. okay, what did I actually want to say before that? Oh, the consultant. I just want to be clear that while the consultant is one of the best in the business, all that's happened so far is one meeting. So while it's wonderful that she has agreed to help and to participate, we don't know what the parameters of that help and participation are going to be exactly at this point. So how, what sort of development plan there is not, I think, at this point, really well developed. That's my only point. Okay, any further discussion on the motion?
I guess I would just add, I guess I don't want to put zero in for this in case something happens, but I don't want to make it really overly rosy either. I mean, I'd rather cut back these extra fund drive days and say, okay, maybe you'll raise $15,000 worth of grants, which, you know, is still a big maybe, but maybe, you know.
Okay, do you want to amend Ken's motion?
Well, I'd like to hear anybody else support it or not. I guess not.
No, I actually feel supportive of it, honestly. Okay, I hear Bill on the stack, and Kim, I hear some support for an amendment of that kind, so start thinking about what it would look like. Bill, you're next.
Well, I just don't think the measure of DOLA directors' effectiveness is how much money they start raising in the first 6 months, because all, development is long-term. I mean, you really need to do it, but you just shouldn't anticipate, you know, a whole lot of money the first year. Even in schmoozing major donors or even these less than $1,000 donation categories, I hope that the development person can increase all those things, but it does take time, and so maybe some modest increase, but the big payoff would probably be the following year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kim, do you have any amended language you want to put forward?
Maybe you can help me. So we're not zeroing out the grant income. Let's put in $15,000. And I'm not sure of the wording about the extra fund drive days, because I'm not sure where that, I'm not looking at it. So,
okay.
That's my intention. If somebody's looking at it, can help with this.
Okay. This is Tracy. I'll take a stab at it in terms of what I think would make sense. And if it doesn't work for you, Kim, you just, you know, tell me. I'm kind of with Jim in the sense that I think that a modest grant income goal is appropriate for KPFA. I think it's a question of putting the work in and getting things out there. I would be comfortable with placing $25,000 back in there. That's not a lot of grant money, for God's sakes. And I think you have to hold people accountable if you bring them on staff for doing something. In terms of a corresponding reduction, I wasn't terribly uncomfortable with the donations of less than $1,000 number. I would be willing to let that go back up to $145 or so. In my experience with KPFA budgets, those numbers have been made on a consistent basis. The other option would simply be to cut out that April 15th one-day fundraiser out of listener support and say there's no way in heck we're going to do that, and I don't think we will because we have a full spring fund drive in February and then we're starting again in May. And I think it's unlikely that we'll randomly do a single day of fundraising in mid-April. So perhaps that would be one way to swap those two figures. We would still end up with pretty much the same bottom line.
Barbara for the stack.
Okay,
Bruce,
Barbara.
Bruce.
And Kim, I don't know how you feel about all that, so you'll have to let me know. Barbara?
I have a question and a comment. What was the amount you said you felt willing to raise the donations of less than 1,000?
I'm comfortable raising it by $20,000 to $25,000.
So up to $65,000 K.
Up to $65,000. What do you mean by $65,000?
Well,
no,
they were lowering it by 40.
Yeah. So it would go back in the vicinity of $145,000,
$150,000.
And I'm also comfortable with there being $25,000 in grant income. What I'm not comfortable with is the randomly scheduled fundraisers in November and April. At least one of them, I think, needs not to be in there.
All right.
Because I don't think we're going to hold them. I don't think we're going to do it.
Here's my comment about that was my question. Here's my comment. I don't know how the people feel who are the closest at KPFA for planning the fund drives and when they should occur, but I know that April 15th, I believe, is a KPFA birthday. So I think that's an important date to people, and it's only a one-day drive, even though there are other drives before and after. There's always other drives before and after. So I just like to put that out there for consideration.
What are your thoughts about the two-day November fund drive?
Well, I'd like to ask a question about the other things that are happening in November. Isn't that when there was a drive planned for the archives?
There is.
Yes. A three-day for the archives.
And are those dates close to each other, the things that are scheduled for KPFA?
Yes.
Oh, it's right. The KPFA schedule, they, in the past, they've always scheduled it right after the archives fund drive, which basically lowers the effectiveness of the archives fund drive.
Well, I might be speaking out of turn for the again, for the folks at the station who plan these things, but I would say, given the choice, I think it would be better for KPFA to retain the April 15th birthday drive.
Okay. All right. So that's good.
Bill.
There was someone else on the stack after Barbara, and I don't remember who. I'm sorry. Who was it?
I had Bruce. I had called him.
That's correct. Okay.
Question.
And Bill.
Okay. So let's go to Bruce, then we'll go to Arlene and Bill.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll just say, and I know I wasn't, I'm sorry I wasn't here for the entire conversation, but I had looked at the budget earlier today and looked at the assumptions. I realize that that donation, the less than $1K donation, might be a little high, but when you look at the past history, you know, they KPFA has raised close to that or even higher. It's not clear what they're going to end up with in 2011, but frankly, based on that, I mean, I couldn't say that that's the 156 is entirely unreasonable. So I don't think I could, vote to reduce that. And when it comes to the grant income of 51,000, I know that's a close call because of the situation going on there, and I guess they don't have a history of raising grant money. But it's true, 51,000 may sound like a lot, but it's not that much. I mean, if they, you know, pick up a grant here or there, you know, they don't have to pick up a $51,000 grant, but, you know, like a $5,000, a $15,000, whatever. I mean, it's not completely impossible, but frankly, if we want to lower it, though, I was thinking more in the range of, you know, lower to $30,000. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get. These are all assumptions, and the question seems to me is what's reasonable or not. And so I'm not, you know, those numbers I'm not that unhappy with. I'm not really sure because I didn't, I have a little bit of a problem with the community special events because aside from what they show as revenue, when you go further down, when you get to the expenses, almost they're saying that it's going to cost them almost half the amount to raise. So that really isn't as much as it looks. In other words, what they're going to end up with is about half that amount. Anyway, so bottom line is I don't think I could vote yes on Ken's motion as it stands because I think it's cutting too much, at least from the categories that were stated.
Okay.
And that's the